Chrissy stood more quietly. Johnny turned and faced her. He was a little bit shocked. There wasn't even a smudge of color in her face. She looked like she hadn't slept and had tick fever as well. Johnny's resolution wavered. Then beyond Chrissy, he saw Brown Limper tittering and talking behind his hand to Petey Tomso. Johnny's face went tight. He grabbed Chrissy and kissed her hard. It was as though he had taken a board from an irrigation trough. The tears went down her cheeks.
Now look, don't you follow me.
She made a careful effort to control her voice.
If you don't come back in a year, I will. By all the gods on High Peak, Johnny, I will.
He looked at her. Then he beckoned to Windsplitter, who sidled over. With one smooth spring, he mounted, the lead rope of the other horse gripped in his hand.
You can have my other four horses,
said Johnny to Chrissy.
Don't eat them. They're trained.
He paused.
Unless you get awful hungry, of course, like in the winter.
Chrissy hung on to his leg for a moment, and then she stepped back and sagged. Johnny thumped Windsplitter with a heel, and they moved off. This was going to be no wild free ride to adventure. This was going to be a tiptoe scout with care. Chrissy had seen to that. At the entrance to the defile, he looked back. About 15 people were still standing there watching him go. They all looked dejected. He used a heel signal to make Windsplitter rear and waved his hand. They all waved back with sudden animation. Then Johnny was gone down the dark canyon trail to the wide and unknown plains. The rest of the people drifted off. Chrissy still stood there, hoping with a wild, crazy hope that he would ride into sight, returning. Patty tugged at her leg.
Chrissy! Chrissy, will he come back?
Chrissy's voice was very low, her eyes like ashes in a dead fire.
Goodbye,
she whispered.